Hello, everyone. I am Jeff. Welcome to Shut Up and Listen.
I'm Brandon. Welcome to Shut Up and Listen.
There we go. All right, the end.
Yep, it's been a good episode.
For sure. I think this is episode 44. I'm not sure.
I stopped counting after about 27.
Yeah. I put 44 on the saved as, so we'll just go with 44.
There you go. That works.
What are you drinking on tonight?
I'm drinking some milk tonight. Our last day that we were planning on recording was National Milk Day, so I thought I'd just transfer the day to today. So, strawberry milk. It's pink. Tastes good on the tongue. I got some cheese, too, somewhere. I don't know what happened to it, so it's probably going to go bad and stink up the place.
Fair enough.
Or I may have left it in my truck. Who knows?
Hey, what do you have on the agenda tonight?
It was in my pocket. The cheese was in my pocket. Got some fun facts about foxes. Some fox facts, if you will. And then just a couple random things. And I also got cheese.
Okay. What do I have? I'll have to take a look. A gander.
You do that, and I'm going to eat cheese loudly. Like Cordell used to. Oh, Cordell.
I can do two open letters and a poem. That's what I'll do.
That sounds good.
That's all I got. You want to start off with the fox facts?
Fun fox facts?
That's hard to say without cursing.
It's true. Fun fox damn facts. Here's some fun fox facts from Dave. Thanks, Dave. Foxes could grow up to 6 foot long if they tried harder. Their mating call is similar to a parrot being hoovered. What if that means getting sucked up in a vacuum? Or
yeah, I don't know.
Perfectly cloaked when stood next to some snow on fire. I get it, because like the top half is orange and the bottom half is white. It's like a dog if a dog got addicted to drugs. Probably a couple sad facts. They refuse to read Braille.
Well, that's just a dickhead move.
And they ignore proper recycling etiquette, so there you go. Foxes.
Fun facts.
Fun fox facts.
There we go. I will go ahead and do this stupid poem.
Yeah.
And then we'll move on. This is called Drunk Whore. Drunk Whore, Drunk Whore, I hope you die. I will send you this link to make you cry. The only qualities you have are big tits and you're a slut. Your hair is nasty and you have no butt. Guess what, I jacked off today and actually got a nut. You're dumb as fuck and no one likes you. Every person that knows you wants you to die too. No, this isn't a haiku. I'm a poet, not a singer. Let the words of this poem linger. It ends with you getting a middle finger. Bitch.
There you go. That doesn't rhyme with anything.
Bitch.
Yeah.
Itch.
Oh, there. Now you made it rhyme.
Yeah.
I mean, in the poem, it didn't.
Oh, okay.
So last night, you know, they do movies, the Guthrie Green or whatever, on Thursdays. Every Thursday they do. Take your lawn chairs, take whatever, your cooler, drinks, whatever. So last night, they had, due to weather a couple weeks ago, they rescheduled. So they showed Purple Rain last night, which I probably haven't seen in 15 years.
Yeah.
But man, I like it. You know, it's your classic bad 80s movie.
Right.
With iffy acting and, you know, funny overdramatic moments. But super good. There were a lot of people there. A lot.
I believe it.
Including children, which is weird because it's a pretty intense movie with a few sex scenes, lots of cursing, domestic violence. Kind of intense. Good music, though. And everyone sang when the songs came on, which was kind of fun.
They probably just didn't want to pay the money for a babysitter. It was probably cheaper to bring to the movie.
It's true. They're going to learn about sex and violence someday anyway.
Might as well start them out young, right?
It's true. Yeah. It was just kind of funny watching some of the parents squirm, you know, when Prince starts having sex with whatever, I can't remember her name. It's just kind of like, we're like, hey, you're 6 years old. Check this out.
Oprah?
It was not Oprah.
Thank God.
Because then I would have been squirming.
I think everyone would have been, yeah. Including Prince.
If yeah, or maybe he would not be squirming.
He might just be laying there, just like, help me.
Just be limp. Yeah, it's a good movie. Everyone should see Purple Rain. Good songs. Guy was kind of funny. He was kind of a nut. Not like a crazy person, but
yeah, a lot of people don't know, but I've watched a bunch of stuff about him, and he had a pretty good sense of humor.
Mm-hmm. I went back and watched some of his appearances on, like, Jay Leno.
Yeah.
And he's just always cutting up, so good stuff. Too bad he's gone. He dead.
Which reminds me, I've got to send you this picture I got today that's really fucked up but funny.
I hope it's not a penis.
No, it's not.
Actually, I'd probably be okay with it.
Did you ever watch that video I sent?
Mm-mm. I totally forgot about it.
It is weird, but totally worth it.
Oh, then we'll check it out.
All right.
Usually if I get something at work, I forget about it by the time I'm off work. So.
Right, and then you get other texts on the same, and then you just...
Then it's way too high up, and yeah, totally forget.
What else do you have?
Oh, just random stuff. You want to go ahead and do an open letter?
Yes. This is about a guy named Darren.
All right.
He was talking to my friend.
Okay.
It's not one of those, my friend actually is my friend.
Okay, gotcha, yeah.
That's a female.
Gotcha, I figured that.
Hey, you bitch-ass dick face. I hate people like you that portray you're a good person, but you're a fucking douche. If you ever fuck with my friend again, I will run over you, back up over you, then pistol whip you. You have permanent mushroom stamp imprints on your forehead, upper lip, and chin. You don't own up to the shit you fuck up. Quit being a bitch and apologize and figure out where your life is besides clinging onto a bedpost while you're getting hammered in the ass. You have more cock than a hen house. You like to eat a Burger King because it's flaming. You look like a blonde Rick rolled. What? Rick Astley. Yeah. Yes. But you have no talent. Take that back. You like it in the back. You have a talent licking taint. You roll joints that are exact replicas of dicks and you suck the hell out of them. You walked in on your dad showering to see his dick. You worry your mom because you always ask how your dad is in the sack. You also gave her tips on how to suck a dick on a real dick. You're a real hairstylist. Fuck off, you dumb bastard. That's Jeff signing off with a fuck you, ass.
Wow. There you go. What was his name again?
Darren.
There you go, Darren.
Eat a dick, Aaron.
Yeah, but
not... Darren.
Not ours. Not either one of ours.
Yeah. We'll give you Cornell's number.
Speaking of Rick Astley, we were talking about him at work the other day because the song came on, Never Gonna Give You Up, and it's...
Isn't that the only song they ever play by him?
No, he did one other one. Of course, I can't think of it right now, but I will shortly. But we were talking about how basically Rick Astley has given us up and let us down by disappearing. Does anyone know where he is? No. Thanks a lot, Rick, for lying.
Dick.
Seriously. All right, I'm going to look this up. Together Forever.
Oh, okay, yeah, I remember that.
Same year, 1987. Wow.
Okay, have you heard any songs but those two?
Nope, I think that's it.
Yeah.
It's funny. I think it was like right after Prince died, someone, you know, posted on Facebook said something like, I understand that Prince was a big deal, but all these people, you know, posting saying they're gonna miss him. Name two songs other than Purple Rain and whatever.
When Doves Cry.
And so then of course everyone starts naming every other song. And it was kinda like, oh yeah, I forgot about all those.
What a dumbass.
Come on. What are you thinking? Doves Cry, I like this song. But man, I mean, it was like we were at a concert last night. Because everyone was just cheering as soon as the song would start singing.
Minus the real Prince.
Because he's dead. Yeah. But it was the real Prince on screen. And then they had someone made like a big wooden image of him. Like a cutout, painted his face on it, said Prince underneath it. So.
They must have had a lot of spare time.
I guess so, yeah. Must have been a big fan. Oh well, good times.
I've got one more thing and I'm done.
Sweet. It'll be nice, short, and sweet. Just like my penis.
Do you have anything else you need to say?
Nah, I was just going to see if you had... Well, it's not this weekend, though, is it? Father's Day's in 2 weekends.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I'm going to see... I'm taking my dad to see dirt flat track racing in Oklahoma City. So I'm pretty excited.
You remember how I told you we had that safety log sign-in sheet when they tell us?
Yeah.
And I was signing all sorts of names.
Yeah.
What finally took it over the edge, I guess, the straw, was Jack Hoffman.
Yes.
So now I just squiggle shit. I don't even...
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. This is for gun people. I don't think I've done this one, but...
Okay, yeah.
I did, whatever. Hey, anti-gun people. I hate your face. You should be worried about guns because you're the first people to get anal fucked by a bullet. Your arguments make no sense. It's like trying to convince Jews that putting coal in their ass to make a diamond is taking it too far. Just for the record, that's totally true. Greedy bastards. Or if you try teaching a Chinese person to say hello and not hero, it's difficult to do. Or speaking to the Jolly Green Giant that sucking dick and swallowing does not earn respect or make you dating material. Makes you a dirty fucking slut that will get used her whole life. Get it through your head. See what I did there? got distracted. You dumbass anti-gun douchebags. Restrictor law idiots. First of all, those screaming the loudest have armed security. I read comments that people were writing on social media, calling pro-gun people pussies and scared. Say you're in confrontation with the crazy with a gun. You gonna tell him, come on guy, be a man, fight like a man. Guess what? You're getting shot. They don't give a fuck. Say the person you love the most is about to get shot. Let's say you're a young child, for instance. What the fuck then? You faster than a bullet, Superman? If you had someone with a gun near you, you wouldn't have to fear as much.
Yeah.
Say you're at a movie and someone starts shooting that bitch up. You going to punch him? Hell no, you're gonna duck and try to run out like everyone else. If someone with a gun is there, he could possibly save lives. This is fucked up, but I would love for you to all be in that position. See how it feels then. Stupid fucks.
Yeah.
It's like anything else in life. If you're responsible, then there's no issue. If there are irresponsible people, there could be problems. So tired of seeing or hearing you cry. This is Jeff signing off with a lick my anus, you retards.
Ooh, you like that.
That's all I got. All right. Well, get people to like our page. All that jazz. Was that your phone?
It was. It's reminding me that it's Callie Davis's birthday.
Happy birthday, yeah. Callie Davis, whoever the fuck you are.
My boss's daughter. She turned 16. Scary.
Happy fucking 16th, Callie Davis.
There you go.
All right, well, get people to like our page, listen to us, share it with people.
Yep, hot interns, please come our way. Hot guests, please come our way.
I know, right?
Yeah, we still have yet to have our first hot naked chick on the show, so still hoping for that.
Probably happen any day.
Yeah, I think so. I think the lines are full. The lines are busy from all the calls waiting to come on.
And then we'll come on them.
Yeah, I'm first and last. As usual.
All right. Well, I don't feel like doing an ending line. So. No,
but I will. Take it easy. And if it's easy, take it twice. See you
later.